I'm Jethro Jones from Transformative Principal, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com. And get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, thanks for listening. Today, I've got an awesome subject. I know some of you are going to roll your eyes when I say this, because last time in episode 212, I talked about my 7 thoughts centered around following up and the reasons why in taking attendance. Well, today I'm talking about the actually taking attendance, what you need to do. So 3 ways of making it, 3 thoughts about taking attendance today. That's what I'm talking about.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, welcome back. Today I'm talking about taking attendance. Yes, actually taking attendance. Now, wait a second, before you go flipping on that button because you're going, that's really not that exciting. Well, you know, what I'm going to talk about today is some ideas about how to actually take attendance so you can get to the business of what you need to do. All right, last episode, 212, I got into things that can happen if you don't follow up certain specific thoughts that you need to have about when kids are out, because they might lie to you about why they were out or even that they've, you know, been out, and about dealing with that. But this time, I'm actually talking about actually taking roll, because in most schools, we're required to take roll, and you're actually, with the computer programs we have today, you've got to take it rather quickly, get it done, and get it submitted. You know, some computer programs send you reminders because you haven't completed it yet, and there's other things that happen. Well, there's lots of different things that can happen in the classroom that keep us from wanting to spend too much time, and that's what's important here. You know, and you're going to hear that from what I'm talking about, because in short, here are my 3 thoughts about taking attendance. Number 1, let's use a seating chart. Number 2, let's use a sheet protector. I'll talk more about that in just a minute. Number 3, get it done. All right. So let's back up and let's talk, because, you know, one of the things that happens in taking roll is that we've got to get it done. And we have to understand that it is very important, because if we don't do it and if we don't follow the guidelines and pay attention to it, what ends up happening is that some of our children lie to us and they disappear, and they may be very well-meaning children or whatever, and we may be well-meaning adults in the classroom. But what ends up happening is they end up catching us in that lie because they weren't exactly where they were supposed to be, or they found something else to do, or they wandered around aimlessly, you know, while they knew that they didn't really have to be in that classroom because roll wasn't taken. And then ultimately it causes some other issues. So let's move from there, and let's talk about those ideas, and let's start with the seating chart, because one of the best ways to start with attendance, and once again, you have to remember this is not because someone's making you do it, it's because we are in charge of the kids, and it's important for us to be able to say that, yes, Steve is in my class today, and not only do I believe Steve is in my class, I'm looking at Steve right now. And, and you know, that's important, because sometimes we mark somebody present, and it's only because somebody told us they're present. So one of the ways to start learning and learning quickly who the kids are, and this is going to speed up the process down the road in a very short amount of time, is to give them assigned seats. And in order to do this, I mean, this is very old school what I'm about to tell you, but if you create a seating chart, and it is so easy to do it today, you know, when I was in the classroom and I was teaching it, you had to create your own. You had to sit down with a piece of paper. You had to you know, if you wanted to make it look nice, use a ruler, make your little squares, whatever, design your classroom, put the little X's on it wherever they're going to sit, that type of thing, and then go Xerox some copies of it so you had enough for each class. Now, one of the things I want to tell you before we go any further is that for the first 5 years of my my teaching experience, I floated. I didn't have my own classroom. What? You don't know what floating is? Oh my gosh, I'm jealous of you. Yes. Well, floating basically, it requires you to become very creative and flexible as well as patient, all right? And let me just describe the floating process to you for just a minute. Because I taught in some rather large schools, and I taught in a medium-sized school, as well as a very large school. And we had basically didn't have enough rooms for all the teachers. And so as a result of that, you know, the last one hired got to have the cart. And my cart was a nice audiovisual cart that had four wheels, three levels, and a nice handle for me to push it with. And I would travel. I put all my stuff on there that I needed from class to class, and I would push it from one end of the hallway to another, down the stairs, up the stairs. Yes, when I went down the stairs, I could either wait on the elevator or I could just pick it up and carry it. Most times it was a lot quicker just picking it up and carrying it down the stairs. Now, you know, in floating like this, like I said, this meant that you had to get out of your last class fast, and you had to get down the hallway and get to the next class as fast as possible so you could set up really quick and be at your door to greet the kids as they walked in. Now, obviously, you didn't beat all of the kids getting there, but, you know, if you did it right, you know, it went down the hallways. And I got to tell you something, we had some crowded hallways, and so you had to get good at this. Excuse me, coming through. Meep, meep. Teacher on the way. Yes, teacher on the way. Hey, 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 hey. Look out, coming through. Don't want to step, don't want to roll over your feet, but hey, look out. Hey, crazy guy coming through with the big cart. Yes. And you say stuff like this, and the kids look at you like nuts, and it just adds to your reputation. But hey, we are nuts, and that's a good thing. So anyway, that's what I had to do for the first 5 years of my teaching, is that I was in different schools and I didn't have a classroom. So with that being said, now that I learned certain ways of dealing with it and how to become flexible and how to make it, it quicker, the different types of, you know, procedures that you have to do every day. All right. And one of those things is taking roll. And what was really cool, and a colleague showed me this, is that he made a seating chart. Now, the seating chart serves multiple purposes, and I got to tell you something. If you don't know the magic of the seating chart, I strongly encourage you. This has nothing to do with discipline. This has everything to do with managing behaviors, like the good old Mr. Wong likes to talk about. And basically, because in the beginning, if you assign them a seat, and you can tell them that eventually you might consider them moving elsewhere, but in the beginning, you need to learn their names. Therefore, I'm going to have you choose your seat, and once you choose it today, then it's going to be in my seating chart for a couple of weeks so that I learn your names. Or you go ahead and just give them seats, and you do it alphabetical or however you do it. You just go ahead and give them seats, and that way when they enter, they look for their seat, and you have them on the seating chart that way, and you move forward. Well, what happens is that if you have them in a place and you look at your seating chart, and you call roll in the beginning because you need to get over this rather quickly, but it makes it easy for you to look at your chart, look at the seat, see who's there, use their names, and you start identifying a face with a name. So you not only know that Steve's there because you called his name and he responded, but you also start recognizing Steve's face with Steve's name. How many times can I say the word Steve in there? So it's an incredible tool, because seating charts, you know, in the beginning, if you use them, they will help you learn the kids' names. And then you just have to practice after that. You have to practice without looking. Yes, no peeking. You have to practice. So I strongly encourage you to use a seating chart. And I will include a Google link to a seating chart so you kind of get an idea of a picture of what one might look like, and you're welcome to use it. It's just an idea. But I got to tell you, if you use seating charts, you will start learning their names faster, and it will make you faster at taking attendance. So once again, my number one thought about taking attendance is that you use a seating chart, and you can create it however you want, however you set up your class. And I strongly encourage you in the beginning that you use a pencil on here when you write their names. Yes, if you use a pencil, then you're all set for when those kids get changed out or kids get added to your class. You just erase and move them around, as well as when you do move them around, if you don't make a new seating chart, you can just erase and move them around. All right, so the first idea here, the first thought about taking attendance is create a seating chart. It's going to be a wonderful tool for you for learning their names and for being able to take roll fast. My number two thought about taking attendance is simply this. You want to get a sheet protector, and you want to slide that that seating chart in there. Now, notice that this is all very old school stuff. I mean, I know there's lots of computer stuff. There's lots of tech stuff out there that you can put all this stuff on. But remember, I had to float from class to class. And what makes it so much easier and accessible is that I just have it right there in a notebook and I carry it with me. Not only that, I can take it with me on a fire drill. Not only that, I can take it with me if we go, you know, if I have a sub coming in, I can make sure I leave a copy of it out. And it means I have nobody messing around with a computer or messing around with whatever electronic device that I have it on. So it serves many different functions. Well, the sheet protector, you just slide it in there, and you can see through the sheet protector. Don't get one of those that you can't see through, all right? You would totally be missing the point. And I will put a picture of what I'm talking about in that same Google link that I was talking about. Remember, you'll find these in the show notes, these Google links. But a sheet protector, you slide the piece of paper in there, make sure it has the holes on the side so you can stick it in that notebook. And one of the things that's really cool about it is now your seating chart inside that sheet protector, you can write on the front of that and not have to worry about all the marks made on the piece of paper. That sounds dumb, doesn't it? But hey, it's a tool. Remember, I had to go from place to place to place, so I need to make marks fast. I need to be able to record it because I would make the marks rather quickly. As soon as we got busy in there, started talking, I would make the marks on there and I would then record it into the computer. Well, it just saved a couple of steps because you're going to have more time in just a little bit. Well, what happens here is that those sheet protectors, they're plastic, right? There's something called vis-a-vis pin, all right? We don't use them as much anymore because we don't have the overheads, but they're still out there. They're easily erased, easily, you know, they make a very nice mark on a piece of plastic that you can easily clear off with some Windex, fake Windex, you know, that blue stuff that's not really the name brand cleaner. You can just use it to get it off of there, as well as you could use water or whatever, and actually use your finger if you just want your fingers to be blue and green. So the point is that you want to use that sheet protector so that the piece of paper goes in there, and you use a vis-a-vis pen, you use a crayon, you use grease pencil. Some of you probably have no idea what a grease pencil is, but you just use something that you can write on the top of that. So like you can make your mark, you know, you're looking out there at the class and you go, yeah, Steve's not here. Mark, you know, blah, blah, blah. However you're going to do it. You're marking present, you're going to mark them absent. So then that way, then when it's time to transfer it to the computer, it's really simple, but it's so fast because you're able to start class, look around there quickly, make your notes. And then when it's time to put it in the computer, all you got to do is look at that piece of paper and you do it quickly while they're working on something. Saves you a lot of time and energy. And it also makes sure that you don't spend too much time doing it. Because that brings me to my third thought about taking attendance, which is get it done. All right. It's so important. If you listen to my last episode, one of the things I did was I told stories about students who took advantage of their teachers, and they told them different stories and they disappeared and they were up to no good. And eventually they got caught. But if the teachers who were taking roll had taken a little more seriously about keeping track of them, the kids wouldn't have gotten into the trouble that they got into. They would have been accounted for and we would have known where they were. So one of the things that you've got to do is you got to understand that taking attendance, as boring as it seems, as trivial as it might seem, as much as you might not like being made to take roll, it's part of our role. It's part of the, you know, our teacher role. It's part of our administration role. It's part of what we do because we have to account for the kids. We have to know that we have them there and we have to make sure that they are at school like we say they are. Because I hate to tell you this, some of them will get themselves into a bit of a fix if you don't make sure that they are where they're supposed to be. Yes, they will. And, you know, one of the things that you're trying to do is figure out these different ways that can help you get it done fast and not waste too much time. Now, I got to tell you, I have, having been able to be in different teachers' classrooms, I have seen those who are masters of the really waste time with the attendance trick. And, you know, there was one teacher who took 20 minutes to take roll, and I had a conversation with her about, why are you letting it take so long? I mean, this is just, there's no reason for this to take so long. And you know, she had no really good answer. She was just wasting time. Let's not do that, all right? It is an important task that we need to take care of because this not only does the school need to keep track of kids, but you need to keep track of the kids who are supposed to be in your classroom. And you just got to get it done because you don't want it to take too long. It should only take a couple of minutes. And especially once you get used to who the kids are and the names with the faces, And by the way, that requires practicing, not just in your classroom. You know, say hi to him, practice that name out in the hallway. You're Steve, right? Yeah, hey, good job, Mr. Mileto. I knew you'd remember my name eventually. The point is that you want to get to the point where you know them by sight so that when you're in the classroom, it becomes so fast that it's easy to take the time to go ahead and record it. Because don't forget, that's the next thing you got to do is you got to make sure that you record it. But it's important to get it done. You don't want to take too long at this. You don't want to waste time with it because you got other stuff you got to do, right? And by the way, one of the things that kids will get used to and they'll figure out is if you waste time with taking a roll and you do that in the beginning, you know, you're keeping track of attendance and they know that you spend as much time as possible taking roll, that then they start questioning whether they need to be to your class on time. All right, that's just one of the things they think about. One of them is whether they need to be in class on time. I mean, honestly, if you don't have to be there because the teacher's just, you know, dilly-dallying around and you can kind of predict how long it's going to take for them to get to you, you know, you might start figuring out that you can stay a little later at, with your friend down in, you know, down a couple classrooms down. Or you might figure out that, it's not that important to get to class on time because the teacher doesn't start class on time because they're too busy taking roll for 20 minutes. Or they take it when they get to it, which means that you might be able to sneak in late and them not even ask you where you've been. See the game that some kids play? That they do. You know, it's just an important task. It's an important part of what we have to do because we need to make sure that the kids are where they are. We are responsible for them, and it is important for us to take this responsibility and say that I got this, right? And, you know, because another thing that happens that if you waste time with roll, as a kid, I start thinking, you know, I'll get into class, but then I know that I can bring all kinds of other stuff with me to work on. And those are the kids that decide to get to work. They just start working on other stuff from other classes because they know they got to get it done at some point, and now you've given them found time. The problem is that that's time that you should be using on your content area, right? Yeah. So, you know, the kids will figure out that they have plenty of time there to use, whether it's for socializing or whether it's for being late or whether it's to do somebody else's work because they know they got to get that work done and that you may not require anything within your class. So it's something to think about. So let's go back over this real quick. Today I was talking about my three thoughts about taking attendance. And I encourage you to go back and listen to episode 212 because in 212 I get into the things that happen when the teacher doesn't follow up on a kid who's out, when the teacher doesn't follow up with the stories that kids tell them, and when a teacher doesn't spend the time that's necessary to figure out whether what's going on is really what's going on as far as a kid being out or being late all the time. But today I was talking about my three thoughts about taking attendance. Remember, we got to keep track of them. We got to know that they're there in our class. We can't just guess. We don't want other kids to do this. And oh, by the way, this is at this point, I really need to share this with you, which is, you cannot, and please do not, give this to a kid. It's so tempting because you could ask a child to take roll for you and record it, and you can show them how to do it, and you always have that kid who's just very good and very, 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 very responsible. But in the end, you're the one responsible for it, and you don't want to delegate this responsibility because who's going to be held? Who's going to be in trouble if the attendance is wrong? And if a child has been skipping and you didn't notice it, and this whole time the kid's been marking them as present because, I don't know, they made a deal or the kid thought they were there or the kid really wasn't taking roll, was just listening to other kids tell him, oh, yeah, he's here, he's here, he's here, she's here, they're here. I hope you see what I mean, because that is like serious trouble coming if you're letting a kid do that. You cannot delegate that responsibility. Please don't, because it's a very easy decision to make it, and some kids are more than happy to help because they just want something to do. Yeah, I very much encourage you to run away from that thought. So here are my three thoughts about taking attendance. Number one, use a seating chart. Old school, I know it. You can go to you can go to the Google link that I'll have so that you can see a copy of what one looks like. And as well as the next thing is use a sheet protector, and I'll show you what I mean about that in that Google link. And the sheet protector allows you to be very flexible because, you know, you have the kids' names. You're not writing on that piece of paper. Instead, you're just using some sort of erasable marker or crayon or something like that on the plastic. And it lets you to quickly mark them as you're learning their names and then transfer that to the computer once you get them started doing whatever it is they got to get working on. And then finally, get it done. My number three thought is get it done. Don't take too long. There's no reason to. After you use that seating chart a couple of times, you should start realizing, I know exactly where Steve sits. I know exactly where Darla sits. I know where George and Eddie and Michael and Brett and all of them are. So make sure that you follow your thoughts here. Make sure you follow these ideas. The seating chart makes it easy. You start using their names. Sheet protector makes it possible for you to write on the paper without actually writing on the paper. And getting it done just means get it done. You know, you just got to get her done, as a famous comedian used to say. So thanks for listening. And I hope you'll think about this. Have a great day. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is excited to be a member of Voice Ed Radio. Voice Ed Radio, your voice is right here. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. The opinions expressed on Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 are those of the guests and host. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is intended to share ideas, advice, and suggestions for classroom teachers and school administrators. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is produced for educational purposes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll share it with your friends.